Welcome to Philanthropy Today, a podcast about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Together, we'll learn about the goals of the GMCF and the work of its staff, board members, and trustees. You'll hear about the GMCF's affiliate partners throughout North Central Kansas, and we'll also explore the efforts of area nonprofit agencies, their staff, and volunteers. Now, here's your host of Philanthropy Today, Dave Lewis.
Today on Philanthropy Today, we're going to be discussing something that's really been cool in the community for the last 9-10 years. It's the CFAs, the Community Foundation Awards. It was started by the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and Vern Henricks had this brainstorm. How did that come to be, Vern?
Well, we were just started with Community Foundation, and there's always an annual meeting of some sort with nonprofits, and the Community Foundation had its annual meeting, and it happened at noon, and you have 70, 80 people attend and hear about these great stories of things happening, and I just felt like the audience wasn't large enough. And when you kind of pan the schematic of all the nonprofits at the same time, you know, they're getting 30 or 40 people in a room, and I thought, we ought to get everybody in the same room, and our mission statement is to build relationships between donors and community needs. And so the idea of some sort of an event that would bring nonprofits in the room with donors or potential donors in a room that they could share the excitement kind of came to mind. And so then it was like, okay, how do you do this stuff? And I knew this guy named Dave Lewis that kind of emceed things, and I knew this guy named Blade Magus that kind of did audio visual stuff, and I knew this person that worked at a hotel that had a big room, and I said, hey, let's get together and have a conversation.
It was good for a free meal right at the very beginning, wasn't it, Blade?
Indeed, yeah. It was a lot of cheap free meals, a lot of pizza, and you know,
yeah,
but we were cheap back then.
Blade, tell us about how you are involved in the CFAs.
So I mean, it kind of started back in those early days with Vern. He approached us, kind of asking this idea: how can we make He approached us with this question of how can we make this annual meeting better? How can we make it more exciting? Something that can be a little bit more than just, you know, a small crowd. And so our team got together and came up with the idea of an award show. How do we do something that kind of maybe celebrates, you know, not just the things that the foundation is doing, but more importantly, the things that the stakeholders of the foundation are doing, the nonprofits or the philanthropists within, and how do we really come together and celebrate some of those things? Vern being very quick with, you know, time, talent, and treasure, we kind of came up with these categories of you know, topics that we could start to explore, like, okay, what is happening within talent? You know, how are people volunteering? What is happening philanthropically with treasure? How are people and businesses donating? And so that was sort of the basis of the idea of let's make an award show and let's make it surrounding, you know, based on these three ideas and make it something really special. And in the beginning, it was as special as we knew how to make it. It was very, it was spectacular for what it was. When we look back on those days, we were doing it with duct tape and you know, pulling together an otherwise really neat show with very limited resources and all of us saying yes to stuff we had no idea how to do. And each year, it's kind of just built on that and keeps getting a little bit better.
You brought along your wife, Kalani. Kalani Krimble is here. And Kalani, you just jumped right into this whole situation, and you were like really the detail person.
Yeah, I actually had just started with the company with what was 502 Media at the time, and this project came up. And so it was my first chance to really be a part of a really large project. And what I liked about it, the pitch was kind of an Oscars for nonprofits, because the people that are giving back to the community and so involved, they're always in the behind the curtain. They don't get the spotlight a lot, so the CFAs was a chance to do that. So that first year, like Blade was saying, with trying to put together as best we could, I mean, we were using equipment. We had to go, I mean, we used a PlayStation 3 at the time. We had video game controllers queuing up the next video. It was pretty crazy, but I've liked this opportunity because we've grown each year and improved and made it that much better. And I've also really enjoyed working not just our team collaboratively, but with all of the volunteers that are part of the CFA planning committee, you know, I've gained friendships too, just from late night setting up and tearing down. So it's been a really awesome experience.
We have an awful lot of fun putting this show together.
Yeah.
Is this our ninth year, Vern?
I believe you're correct. With the COVID years, we haven't been in person every year, but we're excited about having a hybrid event this year. And I do want to step back a second because Kalani mentioned getting starting with the company. So I feel directly responsible for the connection of these two and their marriage. And so she mentioned the Oscars and this whole process. So I'm envisioning the first child either being Oscar or Vern in this whole process between these two. So
they've got a pet rock named Vern on the mantle. That may be as good as you get. But this has really been a tremendous undertaking, and you know, I would probably say that it has been well received, not just by the public, but people that are involved on a day-to-day basis, and from donors and everybody else that's tied into the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation.
Oh, no question. And it's a fun event, and the talent of the 502 now middle team has really made it a special evening because we have people walk out of there every year that says, wow, I thought I knew everything going on in Manhattan, and but learned something tonight that I didn't even know was going on. And so that's where video brings things to life. It allows us to tell a story in a very short segment. And I think it's certainly has been a preemptive inspiration to our donors for match days in April that we follow it with too, and that has had a significant impact in Manhattan.
I look at it from an opportunity to learn about so many neat people that do a lot of really great things. And Blade, it takes a tremendous amount of vision when you're trying to capture some of these stories with you and your crew.
Yeah, you know, this project is one that really embodies, I think, the mission of our agency, which is to amplify the hidden and unexpected voices of rural America. That's what we do. And, you know, this gives the opportunity, the CFAs gives us the opportunity to meet with these people, to understand what drives them to volunteer, to donate, to get involved, or to lead organizations that are doing great work and find out why, you know, find out really what's behind that. Sometimes that story isn't loud enough, and we really use the CFAs as an opportunity to make sure that why is known, because that it's kind of what makes all of us, you know, connected and what makes us all human. We get to come around these ideas of helping others, of altruism, of self-realization, and in this one night we get to capture what that means to lots of different people, and we get to tell that story really loud. And so it's a good thing for the foundation, you know, in terms of how it has changed up what was once that annual meeting. And it's a great thing for us because it really is a flex of what we feel we do very well as an agency.
Vern, tell us the details about the CFAs coming in 2022.
So, yeah, we have a nomination process that's in place right now. We ask community members to nominate individuals under 50 for the Rising Star Volunteer Award, then those over 50 for a Distinguished Volunteer Award. The second part, we used to get nonprofits involved for nominations, but now we actually identify two nonprofits in the community that we do profile videos on that kind of tells the story. And so systematically through the years, we tell a different story of two nonprofits. The third segment, we used to profile individual philanthropists and business philanthropists. We've changed the individual philanthropy to a service club philanthropy because so many individuals like to give without being recognized for it, and so nominations were hard to come by. So service clubs, we try to recognize them for the things that they're doing, and in businesses, there's lots of generous businesses in the community, and this gives us an opportunity to profile them each year as well.
Kalani, what's your favorite part of the CFAs?
My favorite part of the CFAs has got to be interviewing all of the nominees. We get to sit down and hear about what they do, but really why they do it. And I really enjoy hearing all of the different points of view and all of the different activities going on in the community. That's kind of my window into all of the good things. So
something we take for granted in this community because we see it all the time is the fact that this atmosphere exists. Last year when we did the online version of the CFAs, Kalani's folks back home actually watched it, and they live in Michigan. And the overwhelming response we received from them about, wow, you guys live in an incredible community, I think that's like a testament to, it's almost commonplace now, these ideas, you know, that these ideas that we have a community that comes together, that that rallies behind needs and such. But when you show that in a way to outsiders, it really kind of reminds you that, oh yeah, this is something special. And I think that's something that we get to be a part of, which is very, very fulfilling.
Well, obviously, tell of the stories. We're in the relationship business, and making the connection. You know, the talent that Middle brings to the evening is pretty amazing, because they can take a video and make it real and bring the emotion to it. You know, your ability to connect and transition from segment to segment brings talent to the table that evening, that makes the evening a little more special. The whole idea of the Oscars was really not to have an awardee, one entity step above the others. It really was more about profiling at least three entities in each group, that they're all a special. And for every nominee for the CFAs, we give a cash stipend for them to give to the charity of their choice, and some of them are their own charities, of course. But we want everybody to be a winner. The CFAs was just an excuse to get individuals together in a room and celebrate great things that happen in Manhattan. It's less about the awards and more about the community and the great things that are going on. And if we can give credit to COVID for anything, I mean, the idea that it forced us to go virtual last year, and just like Blade said, we are in a hybrid mode for this year, but we're probably going to be hybrid every year. It allows us to spread the news farther than just to attend that evening. So I feel like we're better. We're getting better. We've changed the format. It's got more exciting each year, and that's a good thing.
Well, Blade, we've got a lot to put together here. I know we've got a meeting here on the other side of this podcast. We all need to get to work, don't we?
Indeed.
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, nobody asked me what my favorite part of the CFAs is.
What's your favorite part?
I like to pick on Vern. That should come as no surprise, right? But
no
what
surprise.
He's done here, and the two of you and everybody that's on your crew, and all the people that are on the committee, and all those that are on the board and the trustees, we all know what a wonderful job Vern has done here as the president and CEO. And CEO of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, and you know, his vision and trying to create something special is something that I think each of us here at this table today are very proud to be a part of.
Absolutely.
Well, you're very kind, Dave, and we need to give full credit to board members and staff in addition to you, because there's a whole lot of moving parts that aren't at this table here today, and so from that standpoint, there's a lot of credit that goes to a lot of places. I certainly give thanks to our board for letting us to venture out in this, and we have four primary sponsors that have been with us from day one. You know, KS State Bank, the trust company, St. Gordon and Associates, and SPS Companies, you know, bought into this element at the very beginning. And then certainly we've added others from the part, but they have been the foundation sponsors for this event, and we wouldn't have been able to do it if it wasn't for them. And so we want to thank them as well.
It's in the show notes. It's March 21st. It's at the Manhattan Conference Center at the Hilton Garden Inn. It's called the CFAs. And the four of us will see you there. Thanks for joining us here on Philanthropy Today.
Keep up with Philanthropy Today by following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite apps. To learn more about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, visit our website at mcfks.org. Philanthropy Today is produced by Ad Astra Cast. Follow us online at adastracast.com.